They're trying to get more civilians out. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, but Ukraine's president says they're blocked in some cities as he again urged Russian soldiers to stop.
Nothing but prison and death awaits you here. You are taking our lives and we'll pay with yours.
But Russian leader Vladimir Putin says he has volunteers coming to help his forces.
Those Syrian fighters, potentially 16,000 of them coming over, largely in part people think because his own conscripts have fared so poorly on the battlefield, he needs defenses. He needs more people brought in.
Fox's Benjamin Hall says Russia has intensified bombing in many cities and is closing in on the capital where he is.
Fighting also increased in the areas surrounding Kyiv as clashes took place just 9 miles from the city center.
Later this morning, President Biden will announce the U.S. and other group of seven nations will revoke Russia's most favored trade status to impose higher tariffs, further punishing Russia. Gas is up another penny today. AAA's national average for regular now a record $4.33 a gallon. And while the president blames Russia, Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells Fox,
listen, gas prices had increased nearly 50% under Joe Biden before Putin invaded Ukraine.
A case the LGBT community is closely watching goes to court today in Texas. Fox's Jeff Manasso following it live.
Dave, it's a fight in Texas on behalf of parents and transgender kids over Republican Governor Greg Abbott's directive that calls sex reassignment surgery and puberty blockers for minors child abuse. It goes before a judge in Austin who temporarily blocked the state from investigating parents who helped their children transition.
If you follow the logical conclusion for this, puts the therapist in a position of being charged with a crime.
That's Dallas County DA John Crusoe. He's saying his office, no matter what, will not prosecute those types of cases, Dave.
A police officer in Forest Hill, Texas, has been indicted for murder and the shooting death last year of a man found hiding in a creek after stabbing a woman to death outside a convenience store. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
While Russia attacks Ukraine, there is concern about two other U.S. adversaries. Talks with Iran and Europe stall as the U.S. tries to rejoin the international nuclear deal President Trump pulled out of in 2018 as they take a break in those talks amid the Russian conflict. Then there is North Korea.
Two ballistic missile tests by North Korea late last month and early this month involved intercontinental ballistic missile systems, the Pentagon says, citing intelligence analysis. North Korea is developing long-range missile capabilities in these tests. The Pentagon statement says we're likely to evaluate a new system before conducting a full-range test in the future. UN Security Council resolutions prohibit North Korea from firing ICBMs, and sanctions are in place designed to limit the ability of Pyongyang to develop them. Last week's launch was North Korea's ninth round of weapons tests this year. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Actor Jussie Smollett is now behind bars, but he wasn't sent away quietly in Chicago. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer.
Jussie Smollett still says he's innocent after a judge sentenced him to 150 days in jail. The Empire actor lied to police about a racist and homophobic attack that was planned by him. The judge ordered the jail time start immediately, but it wasn't before Smollett started shouting in the courtroom.
I am not suicidal.
Stop laughing about
I am not suicidal, and I am innocent. I could have said that I was guilty a long time ago.
On Wall Street, it has been a wild ride, selling to start the week, then a rebound, then more selling. And now this morning, Dow futures up more than 200 points. Baseball's back. Spring training will start Sunday. Opening day's April 7th after players and owners finally ended a long dispute. Major League Commissioner Rob Manfred lamented,
at a point in time when there's a lot of uncertainty in the world,
sort of the way the process of collective bargaining works sometimes, but I do apologize for it.
I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.